Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Are you ready to get hot? Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie, Abby Chatfield, is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, it's the podcast time. Very fun show. We did use a dump button.
Oh, yeah, we did.
So get ready for that.
Get ready for the dump button. Get ready for fun time. Get ready for Good News Tuesday.
And now we speak about the reveal of my second drop for Verbose.
Let's do it.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So today we had the photo shoot for the new drop of my clothing brand, Verbose.
Verbose!
People often ask me why it's called Verbose. It's because verbose means, you know, to use more words than necessary, and that's my whole life. So
it is you, yeah.
Very verbose. I've been called verbose, so I thought, you know, why not use that for a clothing brand? Now, we have five new styles, Rowan.
That's good.
We've got, from the previous collection, we've got the same top and pants that were in blue, now in black. The whole collection is in black.
Was that one, it feels like when I see around people posting and they're wearing it and then like you repost it, it feels like that one might have been your...
Bestseller.
Was the bestseller. Okay,
yeah, bestseller, right. for sure. Because I think it's, you know, I love a set, as you know. I'm always...
You're in a set now.
I'm always in a set, and I think a top and a pant is great because it's an easy outfit put together, but also you have two items of clothing.
Yeah.
It isn't a jumpsuit. It's two items of clothing. So the whole drop is black. We've got the polo top, the pants. We've got a nice mini skirt.
Cool.
We've got a one-shoulder crop top. So,
oh, one-shoulder crop top.
If you're anything like Cath Day Night, make sure you fake tan the right arm.
Remember that scene? Oh, that's right, yeah. Oh, I've done the wrong arm.
Yeah, no. Oh, you're not a pretty face, Kimmy.
That's right.
And that's all I think about whenever I wear this top. I think, better make sure I've got the right arm out.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Only shave one underarm for this shoot.
Good.
And then we've got a multi-way top, which we've worn two official ways, and I've added in a third unofficial way.
I've never heard the term multi-way. We used to call it
really?
Multi-way top?
Yeah, like a multi...
I've never heard of a multi-way.
You can wear it back to front, and you can wear it... obviously the normal way. It's like a wraparound top, so it'll fit a lot of different boob sizes.
Okay, good.
People were asking about, you know, will it fit big boobs? I mean, I have an E cup, so like that's kind of the baseline, but also one of our models was an F cup and it was fitting her great. So it's going really well. So we did all black because, first of all, everyone was asking for black.
All black.
So it makes sense. I also usually wear all black. Like in terms of things that I will wear all these things. I've been itching to... have it at least out there because I've had them for a little while and I just want to wear them, but I can't because then people, where's it from? And I can't say. And
okay. Yeah, that'd be hard.
So it's all black. It's great. Another reason why we've chosen that color is because we want to be able to see, because when we did our last drop, there was one blue outfit, one purple, one orange, and one pink. Yeah. And that was great for a first drop. I think it was fun. It was like statement vibes.
And great colour, like really strong colours.
And everyone looked great in those colours. Every single person looked great in those outfits on set. It was amazing. Every photo I've seen has been like, wow, that looks
awesome.
Incredible.
Yeah, great.
But also just in terms of like business things, like if we want to talk about exactly why, like a big push was everyone was asking for it. But also... it's easy to see what sizes we're selling and what styles we're selling when there isn't a colour attached to it. So, like, for example, the top and the pants were our bestseller. But is that because of the colour? Because everyone liked the colour so much?
That's a great point.
Or was it because it was pants? Or was it because it was a set? Now, everything goes with each other, obviously being all black. So we're going to figure out what sizes we sell the most so we can get our MOQs, minimum order quantities.
What do you shorten that at? Mock?
Mock, I guess. What is it? MOQs. MOQs. So that's kind of like when you order things, you have to have a minimum order of how many, you know, and figure out how we can make sure that's the right. So for example, you order 300 of a certain item, right? and you have to figure out how to split up that per size.
Oh, yeah, right.
So you don't have to get a 300 per size, but you have to get, you have to do kind of like a graph where you figure out, you know, the most selling size is whatever. Mm. And we've, for each style, the sizes that sold were a bit different. So that also helps us kind of reset and see what sizes are most in demand, what styles are most in demand. Yeah, and right. Yeah, I'm super excited. If you want to get early access so you can pre-order on Monday, go to Verbosa Label on Instagram and or you can click on the link in my story, Abby Chatfield, and I'm sure we'll put a link on the Hot Nights Instagram. But yeah, I'm super excited. Hopefully it goes well. I'm really nervous it's not going to sell well, but you know, if you want a black basic, just buy it.
What do you mean? It'll go great.
I don't know. Second drops are scary, you know?
Second drop, number two, baby. Well, good luck.
Hot Nights Podcast. Instagram,
Instagram. So there's a new fan. Is it a fan account?
I would say the person doing it is not impersonating you, but is a fan.
They're definitely not.
There
is a new account on Instagram. Now, I think this may have come after I had a little annoyance yesterday on my stories. It wasn't like a rant, but it was a I'm irritated, stop asking me things.
Okay.
So people always ask me where my clothes are from. Like people ask me things like, where's your dress from the Masked Singer photo shoot from? And I'm like, guys, do you think it's my clothes? It's not my clothes.
Oh, that's right. I remember. I saw that. Yes.
I don't know. I'm not going to text the stylist and say, where was that dress from? Just so you can find out. You probably can just figure it out.
Yeah.
So I just don't, I'm not, if I know, I'll like tell you and post my stories.
Of course.
But I'm not going to like find out.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Fair.
So I'm not going to do discovery like I'm a newly graduated lawyer.
We're in
four
discovery.
We're in discovery. I'm not going to do discovery because you don't know where my plain black dress is from. Like, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
But I think this might have been started because of that, because this timing is suspicious. There is a new Instagram called Abby Chatfield's Closet, and it's basically all of my little, well, you read out the description.
There's 3 points there. Mm. First point, posting all of Abby's iconic looks.
Which is every look. So
okay, every look.
They'll be working very hard.
Second point, Abby's label at Verbose, the label, right? That's good.
You'd think it was me doing it because it's the advertising, yeah, but no, it's not.
Well, third point. Full capital letters, not impersonating. So it's not Abby impersonating.
It's not an impersonator.
This person will not impersonate you.
They just want to love my style. So I haven't read this response, but so I think Trin messaged the creator.
Yes.
And I think asked kind of like, why are we doing this?
Love it.
Like, I love it. Because you know what? It actually helps me a lot because they'll find, I've looked at a couple of those things and I've gone, oh, that's where that's from. Like, I don't know. I'm like, oh, good to know. Oh, that was expensive. Like, in my Stella magazine shoot, I think the suit was like $1,000 altogether. I'm like, oh.
They're great. They're
like treating that like it was $1,000.
I think they're great. I think they're great Instagram accounts. There's a lot of them around for like a lot of different people. I follow one for Machine Gun Kelly. Tragic, but whatever. I do.
What, because you're going to wear a Machine Gun Kelly outfit?
No way. But I might like the pants or I might like the top. But then he wears like... like $2,000 crocheted like vest, and I'm like, I'm not wearing that.
Yeah, I'm actually not going to wear that. Well, we got a cute little message from the creator, who's also is named Abby.
Oh, okay,
so maybe she is impersonating. Really?
Yeah, I'm not agreeing with this. Not impersonating.
Come off it, Abby. So lovely. I love Abby's style. She's a great collection of wearable everyday pieces, and she has access to some amazing Aussie fashion designers, which I do because on set and everything. I'm just going to summarize this. I also notice a lot of Aussie influencers don't explore colour as much as Abby. Many of them have embraced nudes and linens. That's true.
I do
like colour because I like attention. Then they also said, I love Abby. She's an icon for our generation. I won't summarise this part. Instagram and all that is great, but I mostly look up to her for her drive. She's project focused. Ooh. And with that comes with being pulled in 1,000 different directions. So to have the level of success she's been able to maintain, as well as look flawless while doing it, is a testament to her tenacity. And of course, I love her. What did my mum write this?
This is like the nicest thing anyone's ever
said about me.
Press release or something.
Yeah, this is like my CV, my cover letter
that
I'm on LinkedIn. my tenacity. I just started another account last December and posed all the looks from And Just Like That, but it got hacked. Lol. Well, I'm hoping this is a big hit. So if you want to know what I'm wearing, I mean, head to Abby Chatfield Closet.
Go on there, find out what the chats is wearing.
That's so nice. Love you, Abby.
Love you, Abby.
On a podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Hello.
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 Hi, Abby speaking.
Hello.
God, I can't believe it. It was
Power Big. Welcome to Abby's Hotline. It's Abby. Hey, Rowan.
Hey, Ab. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Makeup looks good today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm thinking of implementing a new rule in the office.
Yeah, what is it? What's the new rule? What have you got to put into this office?
I think you'll like it.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested. That's
I'm thinking
what I'm
the new rule is poochies are allowed. What do you think?
So it's a full dog office all the time?
Full dog office, but only if they wear little outfits. So they have to wear business casual. They can't, you can't be nude in the office.
No, that's true.
So they have to wear business casual.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of also installing a dog vending machine. Not that you can get dogs from, so that you can feed dogs with.
Can you imagine buying a dog from a vending machine? You just pour water on it and it expands?
Hello.
I've got a Newfoundland. What? It's too big.
Yeah, it's a random little egg and you know what you're going to get?
Yeah.
Like Kinder Surprise, yeah. But it's a dog.
I wanted a Chihuahua instead I got this St. Bernard.
Wouldn't mind a St. Bernard. Oh, sorry, all right. Yeah. Actually, a Chihuahua and a St. Bernard. Good combo. Anyway.
Good one, yes.
Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Abby. This is Jess. How are you?
I'm good, Jess. What's going on?
Okay. So I've just left nearly a six-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is now that I'm single, I can't stop thinking about my first boyfriend, like 7 years ago.
Because of a good chemistry moment or just because you want to be with them?
We kind of had a lot of fun back in the day and I would like to have some fun again.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, do it. That's fine. If it's just the fun, I think do it. I completely agree with this. I think you should do it. I mean, if it's just keep emotions out once they start creeping back. I mean, you could get back together. People do it all the time. I mean, look at J-Lo and Ben Affleck. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Bye, Gorge.
I'm not too pretty.
Hello, Abby's Hotline. How can I help you?
Hi, Abby. It's Siobhan. How are you?
Hey, Siobhan. I'm good. What's going on?
Okay. I'm trying to decide what I want for dessert. Either chocolate or ice cream.
I think you should get ice cream and chocolate. And you should. What I used to do is get dairy milk and I would put it in the ice cream and pretend I worked at Cold Rock and chop it up with my spoon. And then you have chunky bits in the ice cream. Done. Problem solved.
Oh.
At home, Cold Rock.
Very good.
Then do it. Siobhan, you deserve it.
Thanks.
Love you, Siobhan. Abby's Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, my name's Steve. I've just pulled over. I've been asked to pull over.
Oh, my God. And I've been asked to pull over. And the cops are here.
Yeah. Can you hear me all right? Is that good sound?
Yeah, I can hear you. Great.
Okay, good. So I had a housemate. Me and her fell in love. We had good connection, but she had a boyfriend the whole time.
Okay.
And it seemed like they were going to break up many, many times. And it seemed like she wanted to break up with him. And for whatever reason, it seemed like she felt obligated to stay with him. And she ended up not breaking up with him and staying with him, even though it seemed like I was her best friend.
So you've been having an affair. Well, she's been having an affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I wanted to know is, should I fight for her or should I try and move on with myself?
Oh, I think it's going to be really hard, but you've got to move on. Look, she's going to break up with him in her own time. She's going to do it in her own time. I don't think you should be waiting around for that. If she breaks up with him and she ends up back with you, the question is, do you want to be with someone who had a full-on affair with you? That's another element. I think just try and move on. If she's saying, I'm not breaking up with him for whatever reason, has she said what the reason is? Has she said to you, I feel obliged to stay with him?
Well, the way that she talks about the reason that she's staying with him, it seems like an obligation. She's from Sri Lanka. I don't know if it's a culture thing for her, but it's like that over there where they feel like they need to be there for the partner, like they have an obligation to make it work. Like, they don't do divorce over there. It's not a thing over there as much as it is in Australia,
now,
you know.
I'm not sure about that, but here's the thing. You don't want to be with someone that isn't sure about being with you, and I think that you should just let it go. I know it's going to be really hard, but let it go. And then if she comes back and you can work it out, great. But I think that you deserve better than being a little side piece.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Chookers, go have a cry about it. Listen to some Missy Higgins. We were a special too.
I've just inquired about a dog vending machine. Now, not for treats, but for just getting, like, we put dogs in a pen and then you put a number in and they'll just pop out.
Let's do it.
And then they'll just pop out. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
I think it's good for the office.
Rowan Edwards to the HR office. I have received another outrageous request for another vending machine.
I just need you. You hear that? Can you just come with me and you just approve it?
Oh, babe, it's my business.
There you get it.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
Babe, I went to the grocery store on the weekend. Now,
everyone's going to do it.
Normally, not a big deal, right? Normally, not radio worthy to say. I went to the grocery store on the weekend.
Went to the shops.
And I've recently, well, not so recently, but this is the first kind of week I've had in my new place where I've not been working or away.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really done grocery shopping in a very long time, except to like nip in to Coles to get, you know, a chicken. I'm going to be honest, chicken. A chicken, some bread and avocado.
I haven't heard anyone say nip in to Coles in a long time.
To get a chocky milk and and a little, you know, downstairs we get a little chicken finger. And we come up, that's what I get.
Abby also moonlights as a late night truckie. Delivers stuff.
I love a chicken finger and I love
a chicken finger.
I love a chicken finger.
She loves a chicken finger. Oh, this is on brand.
And I love a chocky milk. I
bet you do.
Okay. Anyway, I went to a new store and there were no chicken fingers because...
Just fingers.
Because it's a local one in my area that's kind of an expensive area in Sydney.
Yep.
And it's an organic food shop.
Yeah, right.
I went in there. I got...
Good.
Some groceries that will probably last me, I want to say, like 3 days, right? And they all fit in a box that I could carry for a walk home.
Yep.
Let me tell you what I got.
Okay.
I got a loaf of bread, 2 avocados, 1 capsicum, 3 carrots. Mm.
Yeah.
I got some hummus, spicy hummus.
Spicy.
That I spilt today, so that's a lot of money gone. I also got some toilet cleaner.
Organic?
Oh, it's organic sauce. So
to be.
Not just going to have some, you know, it's organic, so it probably barely works. Sorry. And I also got some coconut milk.
Sweet.
And the thing that I think was the expensive item, I also got some protein to put into shakes and frozen mango.
Protein powder and frozen mango?
Yes.
Organic, frozen mango.
Well, that's the only option in this store.
Well, they don't not do organic,
now,
do they?
I went to the front... What's it called? Till.
Yeah.
And.
Counter.
And they.
Check out.
They scanned all my items. And when they said the price, I actually thought I misheard them. I was certain I'd misheard them or I'd put in something that I didn't actually want to buy.
Right.
But no, my groceries that fit into a small box cost a lot of money. Now.
So did you have to do the whole pardon? Did you ask again? Go one more time? You go, how much?
No, I looked at the screen. So then they have the screen in front of you. And I was like, no, that's, I kind of did a quick, when I was doing my like phone to pay.
Yeah.
I kind of did a quick look up to see if there was something doubly or like there was someone else's groceries from before that hadn't gone through. Like
it happens. Yeah.
But it was so much money. I couldn't believe it. So I thought we'd play a little game on the show.
Great little game.
I remember when ScoMo didn't know the price of bread or milk or anything.
Oh, that's
Australian.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Kind of that vibe, but the opposite. You know, what are wankers paying for their food?
What are wankers?
Because I live in a wanky area.
Yeah.
And I could not believe, there are people in there with like toddlers and kids buying their full week's groceries. And I was thinking, how does anyone afford this? How does anyone afford it? So I thought I'd ask you all, we want to play a little game.
Yep, we do.
Kind of like a Price is Right vibe, but not Price is Right because that's probably copywritten and trademarked.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You know, Price is Close enough.
We're doing Abby Chatfield's Price is Close Enough.
Give us a call on 131060 if you think you know how much it cost me. We're going to play a little game.
Yep.
And you might be able to win some money.
And so whoever gets the closest, you reckon, gets that amount of cash from Hot Nights.
They get how much I paid in my grocery trip from us. So give us a call. Closest to, but not above.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Closest to, but not above. Don't go over. I don't reckon you'll go over, but you might. Just don't go over. All right. 131060, you want to win the same amount of cash that Abby Chatfield put down at her organic grocery shop. Call us now. 131060, you can win some money.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Here comes the money. Here comes the money.
Long story short, I went to a new grocery shop. It was organic. I thought it's getting more expensive, but how much more expensive could it be?
Yeah.
I ended up getting probably like 10 items, including 2 avocados, 3 carrots, 1 capsicum, a little bit of protein powder, some frozen mangoes, toilet cleaner, a loaf of bread, hummus, and that was everything, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the protein powder, normally when you go to a shop, it's one of those things that's like, if you get vitamins, it's like,
it really pushes it up.
Pumps it up a bit.
It was basically kind of a shop for 3 days, and it fit in a box I could carry home. That's how small it was.
Ah, right, like a little box.
So we decided to play The Price is Almost There.
Okay.
Because trademarked is probably The Price is Right. So we said, if you are the person who guesses closest to the amount that I spent.
Yep.
You take home the amount of money that I spent on the groceries.
Yeah, but not over. Can't go over. Don't blow it.
All right. Tanisha, how much do you think I spent?
I think you spent probably, I'm now second guessing it now that I've heard everything properly, but $72.60.
Okay. I think you have to lock it in. If you said something different to the producers, you can change it now, I think. If you've heard it again, you've changed your mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'd probably change it to about $98.
Right. 98 even.
Something around there, yeah.
98 you know, even.
Every cent could count.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you, Tanisha.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hold on. Hold on there.
Emily.
Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Emily, how much do you think I spent?
I'm thinking around
$77. All right, and even, you don't want to say $77.05 in case someone comes in and steals your guess?
No, I'll just go with the 77 because I'd kick myself if it...
That makes sense.
Because remember, you can't go over.
Yeah, I'll go 77.
All right.
Okay, 77. All right, Emily, good one. Come on.
Michaela.
I'm going in at 150 just because you got protein powder from an organic shop.
Yeah, see, there you go, right?
150 is a lot of money, right, for 3 days of food.
That would be a lie, yeah.
It feels very high, Michaela, because I've only really gotten... I carried home all the fruits and veggies in a little bag that's attached to my key ring. That's how small...
Yeah, but you also got the avocados as well.
How much do you think each avocado was, Michaela?
I'd go $6 each.
All right, Michaela. Well, let me tell you, everyone.
Okay.
The amount of money that I was required to pay.
Okay.
For a box full of groceries was. Drone.
Another drone.
$206. Michaela, you've done it!
You've won $206!
And Michaela, you were right. The avocados were $6 per avo and they were half the size of a normal avocado.
Two of them.
No way.
$206. But I will have a silver lining that had a wheel you could spin. And then if you spent over $50, you get a free goodie. And I got some free soap. So, well, might go back.
It's a win-win.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you. Live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Hello and welcome to Good News Tuesday. I am your co-host, Abby Chatfield, here with my co-host, Rowan Edwards.
Hello, how are you? Yes, Hi. We are here to talk about good news because you know it is Tuesday.
Yeah, that new navy blazer looks great on you with that little checkered maroon shirt.
Thank you very much. It's a new look from me. It is from I think it's called Y. Is it YN? What's that shop in town?
Oh, no, we'll have to ask the girls in the wardrobe.
I don't know, but the girls will know.
The girls will know. Anyway.
Anyway.
We're here for serious news. On this news, my good news is that I ordered something new from a restaurant. I got an enchilada rather than a burrito, and I liked it better.
Wow. That is good news, and it's fitting because it is Tuesday.
And it's risky ordering something new, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yes. My good news today is that, well, my shin was a bit sore, and you know what? It's not anymore. It's not sore anymore. That is good news.
Sorry, wait. Sorry. What do you mean your shin was a bit sore?
Well, there's like a muscly flesh bit at the top. Like there's a bit here on the shin, right?
So on the top of the yeah.
In the shin, because I had ankle surgery, right? So
it was
sore, and now it's not sore anymore.
Well, how did you fix it with some deep heat?
Oh, just walking around. Just
sliming around, baby.
Just sliming around, baby.
See, if you have good news like that, give us a call on 131060. What is your good news? Is it that you remember to bring your water bottle to work?
Yeah. Have you been remembering to drink litres a day and not just only coffee?
Yeah.
Well, I see that sometimes. Hey, I'm only human.
Oh,
silly me.
You know, things like that. Did you try a new nummies? You liked it?
Yep.
Did you get engaged?
Yeah. Are you going to the gym more?
Did
Are you
get married?
You walking more? You get married? Look, it can be anything.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. Tell us all about it.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Bringing you the best news to you, for you, live from the top of the Hot Nights News Tower. This is Good News Tuesday.
Hello and welcome to Good News Tuesday. On this Tuesday, we've had some good news already, haven't we?
Oh, it's like you're a poet and we didn't even know it. Wow.
Oh, you can thank the writers for that one.
Oh, yes.
So we want to hear about your good news. So, Sophie, what is your good news on this Tuesday?
My good news is that I've been training for a pole competition for the past 8 weeks, Miss Pole Dance ACT, and I had a really good run through today, which is very exciting because the comp is on Friday.
It's good news.
That's great news.
It's good news, Soph.
Oh, I did pole dancing classes once.
One time or
really
a few times?
Really fun. No, once. And then I just kind of didn't, ADHD, but it was really fun. I want to do it again. We should do it together.
I would be useless on a pole.
Max, can we do pole dancing on the show?
Yes, we can do pole dancing on the show.
Thank you.
That was easy.
Easy.
Good. Easy peasy.
Ben, what is your good news on this Tuesday?
My daughter did a FAC a while back for biology, and she was hoping to get a 70, but she got an 84.
Oh, amazing.
Happy about
what,
that.
Sorry, I don't know what SAC is.
Me either.
What's SAC?
It's just like what they do in year 12. No idea.
Like QCS, ATAR.
It's like an ATAR thing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah, towards her ATAR.
Well, well done.
Well
Give her
done.
A congrats from us.
Well done from
Cade,
us.
What is your good news on this Tuesday?
Oh, the good news is I've been back for 1 month since I cut my finger off.
Oh, amazing. How did you cut your finger off, can I ask?
I put it through a pulley.
A pulley? You pulled your finger off?
Oh.
It's like a pulley on a motor that runs through a grouper, so it's like a big belt that gets ran by a motor. So,
Cade, can I ask, I always think when you have those horrific accidents, my grandpa lost tip of his finger, who's a dentist, and I think he accidentally cut it off. He was a good one, though.
Someone bit it.
Yeah, not really sure. But when that happens, can you feel it or are you in shock?
You're in shock for the first couple of seconds, like I jumped off and seen it and kind of ran around the truck 6 times.
And do you think it hurts more or less than having a paper cut and putting hand sanitizer on?
It's probably one of the worst pains I've ever had.
More.
Okay, well, it's good news, but the fact that you lost your finger, not good news.
That's awful. I'm glad, though, being back at work is great.
Can you get that money, baby?
God. Christy.
Hey.
What is your good news on this Tuesday?
I just submitted for a home loan.
Oh, amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's well done. Congratulations. Make sure it's a fixed home loan.
Do you have any tips, Abby? Because you have 37,
yeah,
is 38 houses now?
You don't have to tell me. Just try and get as much of it fixed as you can.
I will. Thank you.
Illy. Well done, Christy.
She's good, isn't she?
Matt, what is your good news on this choose?
Hey, I'm moving up to Airlie Beach today.
Sweet. Tonight.
Yeah,
that's
mate.
A pretty sweet place to live. Now, what do you do for work?
I'm at Goonyella.
A what?
It's a mine.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It's a coal mine.
And are there any gold mines in Airlie Beach or?
Nah, I'll still be travelling back to work.
FIFO.
It's a coal mine.
Oh,
FIFO.
Yeah.
Right. Regular Taylor Swift. All right.
Absolutely.
Hot Nights Podcast. Rage.
So I've got to bring something up with Ted.
Don't look at me like that.
Oh, yeah, but hang on.
Nope.
Stretch this out. I'm mad. I'm not happy. We know Abby does the rages, but I want to have one.
I'm so excited. It's so fun to watch someone rage.
Pissed off, man.
About what? What could you possibly be pissed off about?
People who just think useful tips are called hacks. Oh, I've got
what
a hack.
What makes you so angry?
Oh, I've got a cleaning hack. No, you don't, Beryl. It is just lemon juice in the microwave. It is not a hack. It is not a hack. How to make your pants shorter. Fold them to the side and roll them up. No, that's just a tip.
But how is it not a hack? Because isn't a hack just a useful tip? Isn't it right-click synonym?
Well, then it's just a tip. It's not a hack. The only things that are hacks are those IT blokes that sit in their little chairs and get into the CIA or the saws that sometimes cut people's fingers off.
All right, keep
hack
going.
Hack saws. No one needs to know what your hack is for your meal prep. Because here's the thing, Abby. I've been doing like some meal prep lately. And whenever people are doing stuff like meal prep, it's never just like, this is what's good and what's easy. Mm-hmm. This is how you meal prep properly. It's always like 10 tips. Sorry. I'm getting confused. 10 hacks.
And it's not a hack, is it? It's just not a bit of information. And also, often it's pretty obvious.
I really lost it the other day.
Okay, what happened?
I saw this bloke.
I was just raging.
At home on the couch.
Okay.
Furious on TikTok. It was a hack to open a tin of baked beans.
Okay. Can opener?
No. It was a spoon inside the pulley bit, and he popped it open with the spoon and used the top end of the spoon to continue opening it. Could he use his finger? No, he just used a spoon. Hey, guys. Here's a hack. To open up your baked beans.
Oh, with the pulley.
Yeah, you know, you can use
lid.
Your finger.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a hack, guys.
Instead.
You want to open up a beer? Use a spoon. Here's your beer hack.
What would classify as a hack for you? Nothing. It's just a tip.
Nothing.
Nothing is a hack.
Nothing. I can see why I do these. You get really worked up.
Yeah. What about, like, I saw the other day there was a hack, I would
I
say.
I don't reckon it was.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it is. Someone said that you can measure, say if you're making a cake, which you do.
Yeah.
If you need to measure out how much a teaspoon is, you can push the teaspoon into the flour and then fill that up with a teaspoon of oil.
See, there you go. A perfect example of a useful tip to use while cooking. Not one of these.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Okay, so as you all know, I do rages regularly and I have sworn once before during a rage. Have I not?
You have sworn once, but I'm embarrassed now.
And you get worked up. And Rowan, you just swore and you dumped some great content.
A bit sweaty.
And now, are we in delay? We're in delay.
I mean, I hope so. I think so. I mean,
you were very angry about hacks. And the thing is, everyone, I want to get mad at you, but I'm actually mad at the hacks because I Googled in that time what the definition of hack was.
Yeah.
Thinking I'd correct you.
Hmm?
Hack. Cut with rough or heavy blows? No.
Yep,
kick wildly or roughly? No. Gain unauthorized access to data? No.
No.
Cough persistently? No.
No.
Manage or cope? So, you know what?
That's let me just check one thing. There's not one definition there, like how to clean the grout out of the bathroom. No, because it's just a tip.
People want to use tech language for non-techie things. And you know what? Don't swear again. But I'm so glad you grabbed onto your inner rage and you swore.
I actually feel a lot better, but I'm sweaty. And I reckon we just keep it to an Abby's rage from now on.
I think so.
Hot Nights podcast.
Yeah, there are hundreds of thousands of communities with real feelings and real opinions from real people. Find your people on Reddit.
Reddit is great. Reddit. I've actually found a little subreddit that I want to try some things out on.
A little subreddit. Oh, what type? There is so many subreddits.
So many. Well, this one is just r/jokes.
Okay.
All right. How many optometrists does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
I don't get this. One or two?
I don't get it.
Do you get that?
Do you understand that, Max?
Yeah, so I wear glasses. What happens when you get your eyes tested? You get a different lens in each one, and they're like, which one's better, one or two?
Oh, okay. It's an in-joke.
It doesn't work for everyone. All right. What's the best place in the house to hide from a ghost?
Under the bed.
The living room.
I like that one. I like that one.
Where do rainbows go when they're bad?
Oh.
Naughty rainbows.
Not to the pot of gold. I don't know.
Prism. It's a light sentence.
Oh, just a quiet one.
And one more. One more.
Yeah.
This is like bonbons at Christmas. So fun. This is where they must get the bonbon jokes from. Oh, such jokes.
They definitely find your people on Reddit, yes. Sure.
I used to work at a parrot training facility, but I had to quit. I couldn't take all the talking behind my back.
Ugh, those naughty parrots.
Naughty parrots. And those are the kind of jokes you can find on Reddit, but also other things.
Yes. Literally whatever your niche is, whatever you want to do, you can find your people on Reddit. Just put r/ whatever you want.
Hot Nights with Abby. Let's try and get a Reddit thread going for us.
We should try that, yeah.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
God, I'm so sorry to this to everyone.
Oh.
But
what's happened?
To go with two pandemics,
global warming
being so scary.
Yeah, you got some.
You know, there's a bit going on. I've got another thing to add to things that are going on. Now,
okay.
I saw this headline and I thought it was, you know how you see those ads that are like, they're like, they have ridiculous titles and it's like, you know, this stay-at-home mom has figured out how to reverse aging with one simple step. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing on a news site, right?
And they bought
it. And sometimes it has really wild headlines and if you clicked on it, it would be a spam, right?
Spam, yeah.
I thought that was this.
Okay.
But it's not.
Earth trap.
God, I can't even say it. Scientists are baffled as Earth spins faster than usual.
How does someone spin up the Earth? Just push it? Does someone?
Who pushed? Who's been pushing? Leave
Lord
us.
And Saver.
Leave
Jesus
us
Christ.
Be. Leave us be.
So how does the gravity just pick up wind?
I actually feel sick because the thing is, it's like we don't need one more thing that we can't control.
Oh, yeah. We don't
need one more thing. Okay. So basically, on June 29th, the Earth's full rotation took 1.59 milliseconds less than 24 hours. So, like, you know, not much at all. But obviously, if the rotation is speeding up, it can't become more than that. And then each day or multiple days in a year could be shorter by more than 1 second, and therefore our clocks would be out, and therefore IT systems could all collapse because a lot of them are based on time. It's like Y2K all over again.
But if
anyone listening who is younger, in Y2K there was a big conspiracy and a big thought that all the computers would reset and the entire technology of the globe would shut down. Now, they're saying this actually could happen if our solar time doesn't align with our kind of social time, if that makes sense.
But even if it was like, but if it was only a second, surely you could just fix the tech people. It's not like, not that tech goes like, I know you're out by a second. It's just the people measuring it. just they know, so just leave them in a bush or something.
But then I think it's kind of like if it gets worse and worse.
Oh, if it catches up by like 10 minutes, it's like, well, that's bad. But I'm just saying if it's like 1 second over 100 years,
well, they're saying the impact of a negative leap second has never been tested on a large scale. We'd hope not.
We hope not.
It could have devastating effects on the software relying on timers and schedulers. In any case, every leap second is a major source of pain for people who manage hardware infrastructures. Now, apparently they thought it might be because of something called the Chandler Wobble, which...
sounds like a dance.
Like a dance?
I don't want to get down with the Chandler Wobble.
But it's a regular movement of the Earth's geographical poles across the surface of the globe. So apparently disappeared, though, from 2017 to 2020. And I just feel like I'm sick of living through world events. I'm sick of living through big things. But, you know, they also think that it could be because of... the climate crisis, which everything is because of that, isn't it? So can we stop mining coal? Anyway, sorry. Just, I would love to survive the next 30 years. Thank you.
Me too.
Anyway, vote Greens. Sorry, that actually made me really angry just then, thinking about the fact that the world is spinning faster because we've decided to be selfish and have coal mining. Anyway, but
so the coals are making...
Because there's less ice caps.
Right.
They didn't say maybe there's less friction and less resistance, and it's becoming a more of a perfect sphere.
Easy to spin.
Look, I'm not a fan of it, and I am going to push this emotion down so that I can sleep tonight. So sorry for telling you all that.
It's a good idea. Push it down.
Wish it was a scam.
Turn it off like a light switch.
Hot Nights Podcast.
Fun show. Sorry I dumped it. I just got really angry.
It's great. 5, 6, and 7, and 8.
Long farewell.
La vida es en adieu. 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 To your and your and your. I love radio.
Me too.
Isn't it fun? It's so silly.
Well, see, the thing is, we jam, man. We just jam.
I was just looking at the studio descent thinking, how does this work?
I know.
Pretty fun. Dave Cameron and Sonda, we love our jobs.
Thank you, Dave Cameron. Sometimes I think, how lucky are we to do what we do?
Grateful choose.
I have my friends. Some of my friends are high school teachers and they complain and I think, off I go. Abby and I are going
to
talk about...
Play triple.
Earth.
Earth spinning.
Chatting with Samara and Abby got a new gift.
A little gift I'm very excited about.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have some-